Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank you tonight, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We want to welcome everyone this evening to our Monday night prayer. Hallelujah. Our hour of power prayer for Cornerstone Deliverance Church under the leadership of Apostle Asia Roberts. Glory to God. I'm your host tonight, Prophetess Maggie. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank everyone for coming on one accord tonight on the line. At this time, are there any prayer requests? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, the Lord had laid on my heart today concerning our hearing. Hallelujah, glory to God. And that it is very important during this season that we are that we remain in a posture that we are able to hear God. Amen. And as the Lord is speaking to us, so through His vessels, and that we must be aligned to receive His word, but we have to be in a place that we even know it's God speaking. Amen. And so many are complaining that they're not hearing God speak. And so that was really heavy on me today concerning the hearing of God's people. Amen. And so tonight, as we go before the throne, we're going on behalf of not just Cornerstone Deliverance Church, but the body of Christ corporately, that they will turn their ear back to hearing the Father. If they have never heard the Father, that they will, their hearts will be aligned to hear the Father. Amen. That they will line up to the will of God, so that they will be able to hear the direction that the Lord is moving in. Amen. And so we are preparing our hearts to go down in prayer. And before we go down in our fast time from 8 p.m. tonight until 8 p.m. tomorrow night, Tuesday night, amen, when we will come back up. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And those that are on medicines, you know how to handle that with that need to take eat food to take your medicines. Amen. You know how, what to do and to be wise to do that. Amen. We're just coming on one accord tonight to just believe God, that God is getting ready to continue to do something new in this season for the body of Christ. And we're just standing in the gap for those that are not able to stand in the gap for themselves. Amen. And so as we go down before the Lord, we do understand that in this life, it does require us to make big decisions and small decisions. And in life, it requires us to make life changes and making adjustments day to day living. But we don't want to be led by ourselves, our flesh. We don't want to be led by others, but we want to be led by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so we need to hear our Father speak to us. We need to be able to know that it is our Father that is speaking to us. And so we know that our Father speaks daily. He wants to speak to His children daily, but we must give Him the opportunity to speak. And we must give Him the opportunity. We must be in a position to want to listen and to know that it is Him that is listening. Amen. And so the word says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And so we are standing on the word tonight, just believing and knowing that God is getting ready to do something different in our hearing. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. As I was studying the word today, the scripture in Jeremiah the sixth chapter, it says that their hearing was not circumcised. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so they were unable to hear. Glory to God. And their ears were shut up. And so they could not hear. And so tonight, we are standing tonight believing, glory to God, that God is getting ready to open the hearing up to those that are unable to hear, even those that have been able to hear that are not hearing him clearly like they were hearing him. Hallelujah. So we are coming on one accord. The word says that in Proverbs, the 25th chapter, verses 2, it says, it is the glory of God to hide something and the glory of the kings to discover something. And so tonight we are going searching, hallelujah, glory to God, for God to give us, that we're searching for to be able to hear him, hallelujah, glory to God. And so we are standing confident tonight that we will come out, hallelujah, not just us on this line, but we are standing confident that those in the body of Christ, that they're hearing, they will hear the Father speak clearly in this season, hallelujah. So, Lord God, let us as we go before the throne tonight. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will forgive us tonight, Lord God, if we've sinned against you in any form today, Lord God. Lord God, if it was a known sin, if it was a sin that we didn't even know we did, Lord God, we ask that you will please forgive us, Lord God. If we have fallen short in any form today, Lord God, in any form of representing the kingdom in a right way, Lord God, we ask that you will please forgive us, Lord God. If we, Lord God, if we have fallen short in worshiping you, Lord God, we ask that you will forgive us for it today, Lord God. If we come before your throne, Lord God, we're asking tonight, Lord God, that you will prepare our hearts tonight, Lord God. Lord God, we're asking that you will prepare us, Lord God. Lord God, as we come into your presence, Lord God, that you will cleanse our heart, Lord God. Oh God, we are desiring that we want the truth on our inward parts, Lord God, as your word says, Lord God. So we desire the truth tonight, Lord God. So we're asking that you will wash us, and Lord God, and cleanse us, Lord God, and hide our face from sin, Lord God. We're asking that you will erase iniquity out of our lives, Lord God, and create in us a clean heart, Lord God, realigning our heart to hear your voice, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you right now that you are creating in us a clean heart, Lord God, a renewing, a steadfast spirit within us, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you right now that you are opening our lips, Lord God, that our mouths will declare a praise out of our mouths, Lord God, that we dare not close our mouths on you, Lord God. Oh God, that we will open our mouths and we will reverence you in praising you, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you right now for what you're getting ready to do in this season of immediately, Lord God. Oh God, of suddenly, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you right now because we know that you are our Abba Father, Lord God, and we desire for you to speak to us each and every day, Lord God. Speak to us on a daily basis throughout the day, Lord God. Oh God, we are desiring for you to lead and guide us in your spirit, Lord God, in your spirit and in your truth, Lord God. Oh God, we are desiring to obey your word tonight, Lord God, like never before, Lord God. Oh God, we are asking, Lord God, that you will give us a hunger and a thirst, Lord God. Oh God, we ask that, Lord God, we hunger and thirst for things that are not righteous, Lord God. We ask that you will remove it right now out of us, Lord God, and give us a hunger and a thirst after the things of the kingdom, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you right now for your word says, Lord God, that you have called us friend, Lord God. Oh God, so we are coming, Lord God, as your friend tonight, Lord God. Oh God, because we know that you have made it known to you everything that we have heard, that you have heard from your Father, Lord God, that you are making it known to us tonight, Lord God, and you are revealing it to us tonight, Lord God. Everything that you have learned, Lord God, you are revealing it to your people, Lord God. So we are standing, Lord God, with our ears to hear you, Lord God. Oh God, we are asking, Lord God, as we come boldly to your throne tonight, Lord God, that whatever we stand in need of tonight, Lord God, whatever we stand in need of for our lives, Lord God, for whatever we're standing in need of for prayer requests and petitions on behalf of the body, Lord God, that you will move
suddenly, Lord God, that you will do an immediate release on those prayer requests and petitions, Lord God. Oh, God, tonight, Jehovah Jireh, Lord God, we are standing in the need of your provisions tonight, Lord God. We are standing, Lord God, asking that you will move on our behalf, Lord God. We are not letting go tonight till you release, Lord God. Oh, God, your provisions, Lord God. Oh, God, we are standing and we are believing, Lord God, that you are releasing salvation, Lord God. Lord God, that the your sons and daughters that have turned away from the kingdom are coming back, Lord God. We are standing and believing and trusting you tonight, Lord God, that they are coming back, Lord God. Oh, God, that the prodigal sons and daughters are coming back, Lord God. Oh, God, we are standing, Lord God, for those that are incarcerated wrongly, Lord God, will be released suddenly, Lord God. Oh, God, we are praying for those that are standing in need of healing, Lord God, that they will be healed immediately, Lord God. Oh, God, whether it's mental, spiritual, physical, financial, Lord God, emotional, Lord God, we are standing tonight, Lord God, believing that you will meet the needs of your people, Lord God. Oh, God, we know that your provision, Lord God, is more than enough tonight, Lord God, and we believe and trust you, Lord God. Oh, God, some stand in need of jobs, Lord God. We ask that you will lead and guide them in the direction of employment, Lord God. Oh, God, some stand in need of housing, Lord God. Lead them and guide them in the direction of housing, Lord God. Oh, God, some stand in need of transportation, Lord God. Lead your people in the direction of transportation, Lord God, the car dealerships, Lord God. Oh, God, we are standing today, Lord God, believing, Lord God, that they provide, that you will release your provisions for your people, Lord God, in the mighty name. Lord God, oh God, your word says that you will draw us near to you. So, Lord God, we are coming that you will draw us near to you today, Lord God. Oh God, we're coming seeking your face, Lord God. Oh God, we are coming tonight in search of your things of the kingdom, Lord God. We are coming, Lord God, to discover the things of the kingdom, Lord God. Oh God, we're believing and we are trusting you tonight, Lord God. Oh God, we're standing, Lord God, on your truth and your word, Lord God, for our lives, Lord God, our generations' lives, Lord God, and for the body of Christ tonight, Lord God. Oh God, we want you and we want you more, Lord God. We desire to hear you like never before, Lord God, so that we will willingly obey your voice, Lord God. Oh God, we stand in faith tonight, Lord God. We know it comes from hearing, Lord God, and hearing through the word of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord God. So we are standing tonight, Lord God, believing and trusting, Lord God, that you are opening up our hearing, Lord God. Your word says that your sheep know your voice, Lord God, and will not follow the voice of a stranger, Lord God. We will not be strayed away by no one that we don't recognize, Lord God. We will not be led and kidnapped by the adversary, Lord God, because we know the voice of our Father in the name of Jesus, God. Open our eyes to see you tonight, Lord God. Your word says in Isaiah, Lord God, so the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped, Lord God. So we're standing on your word tonight, Lord God. Open your ears to hear your voice, Lord God. We don't want to be like the people in Jeremiah, Lord God. So we're asking that you will circumcise our hearing tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, Jesus, remove the foreskin that prevents us from hearing you clearly in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Give us hands that will diligently work for you, Lord God. Oh, God, give us feet that will move for you, Lord God. Oh, God, swiftly in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, give us a spirit that will not complain and murmur, Lord God, that will be willing, Lord God, sons and daughters in the kingdom, Lord God. Give us discipline to seek your face in prayer time, Lord God. Give us discipline to seek you in fasting time, Lord God. Give us discipline to seek you in studying time, Lord God. Oh, God, rekindle those, Lord God, that have lost their fire, that have lost their love for you, Lord God, in those areas, Lord God. Rekindle that spark tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, those that need that extra push, Lord God. Oh, God, those, Lord God, that the enemy throws off in sleep, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray right now, God, that you will, Lord God, put fire up underneath them, Lord God, that they will stay awake doing prayer and fasting and reading their word in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we are praying. praying right now, Lord God. Oh God, that you will, that we desire to hear your still voice, your rhema, Lord God. We desire to, for you to whisper to us in the still of the night, Lord God. We desire, Lord God, to hear your voice like never before, Lord God. In tough situations, we desire to hear you, Lord God. Oh God, we don't want to make us, we don't want to answer ourselves, Lord God. We don't want to think it's you, Lord God, but we want to know it's you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So help us tonight, Lord God, to know your voice. Help your body to know your voice, Lord God. Oh God, we're asking tonight, Lord God, that you will cause them to know your voice, Lord God, that they will not be deceived in this hour, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, help us, Lord God, to guard our hearts, Lord God, from any influences during this season, Lord God, any other season, Lord God, any form of distractions, Lord God, any form of interferences of this world, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to guard our hearts and our hearing and our sight, Lord God. Oh, God, help us, Lord God, that we will not be deceived by the enemy, Lord God. We will not be deceived by any of his lies or any of his plans or tactics or strategies in this season, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, that any of his plans that he has or schemes that he's planning, Lord God, that you will pull them down tonight, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, every decision, every thought, and every arrangement that we have to stand in need of making, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray that they will be righteous, Lord God. And we declare tonight that our sons and our daughters, Lord God, that our sons and our daughters, God, our generations will be led by you, Lord God. Oh, God, we declare it tonight, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, that they will not be astray, Lord. They will not be led astray, Lord God. We declare that our generations will be saved like Lydia was saved, Lord God. We declare tonight in the name of Jesus, God, align their hearts, Lord God, with your word tonight in the name of Jesus. No matter where they are, Lord God, every child that is represented by Cornerstone Deliverance Church and Spices Ministries and Kingdom Living, Lord God, every child, Lord God, oh God, we pray right now, Lord God, no matter what age, Lord God, find them tonight, Lord God, and align their hearts with your word in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Align our siblings, Lord God, with your word tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, align their hearts, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. The parents, Lord God, those that have parents that are yet still living, Lord God, align them, Lord God. Nieces and nephews, align their hearts with your word in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we are praying right now, Lord God, that our families will be aligned with you, Lord God, that our generations will not go to hell in the name of Jesus. We cancel the assignment of the enemy, the wicked one, Lord God. Oh, God, we break down every barrier, Lord God, tonight, Lord God. We remove the clutter, Lord God. We ask that you will remove it, Lord God. Remove the earwax, Lord God. Anything that prevents us from hearing you, Lord Jesus, God. Remove it tonight in the name of Jesus, God. Any hearing aids, Lord God, give them clear hearing tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray right now, Lord God, that you us, Lord God. Oh, God, we're praying right now, Lord God. Oh, God, those that can't hear you clearly, Lord God, give them a prayer. Lord God, open up their ears. Cause their ears to pop tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, every heavy weight, Lord God, oh, God, that they may be carrying tonight, Lord God, any baggage tonight, Lord God, allow them to remove it, Lord God. Lord God, leave it in your presence tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, we are praying that anything that prevents us from being focused in this season, Lord God, or prevents us from hearing you, Lord God, we release it tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We release it tonight in this atmosphere. Oh, God, we release it tonight in the name of Jesus, God. Anything that prevents us from getting closer to you, seeking your face, we release it tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we come against anything that will prevent us from getting close to you tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, we come against the spirit, Lord God, of sleep, Lord God. We come against the spirit of procrastination tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, we come against the spirit of any form of interference tonight, Lord God. We come against it in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we come against it, Lord God. Anything that will hinder us from our past, Lord God, that will reflect, that will try to affect us today, Lord God. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask that you will blood block it in the name of Jesus, God. Any form of complaining, Lord God. Any form of murmuring, Lord God. Remove it in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we are asking that you will do it, Lord God. Oh, God, fill us with happiness, Lord God. Fill us tonight, Lord God, with the fruit of the Spirit, Lord God. Whatever we stand in need of, Lord God, rewire our mind tonight, Lord God, that it will look like you, Lord God, that we will not be complaining and whining, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we are praying right now, Lord God. We know that nothing is too small for you, Lord God. Oh, God, so we believe and we stand tonight, Lord God. Any form of sickness that may be among us, Lord God. Oh, God, we are praying tonight, Lord God, for your healing to be released, Lord God, immediately, Lord God. Oh, God, we are praying tonight, Lord God. Anyone that may be sick, Lord God, we are declaring that your healing power will be released upon them tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, the prayer request, Lord God, for Sister Carmen, Lord God, we are praying for healing to be her portion tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, we are praying, Lord God, for Mother Roberts, Lord God, and Minister Harris's hands, Lord God. Healing shall be their portion in their hands, Lord God. We bind up arthritis and we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We bind up stiffness of joints in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come against anything right now that will hinder your people in the name of Jesus, God. We come against asthma, common colds tonight, Lord God. COVID, Lord God, we come against it. Pneumonia tonight, anything that will affect your people's breathing tonight, Lord God. We blood block it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we're praying right now for deaf ears tonight to be open, Lord God. We're praying, Lord God, for you to heal right now, Lord God, for those that need hearing aids, Lord God. Lord God, those that have one good ear and one bad ear, heal them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we are praying right now, God. Oh, God, for those that have sinus problems, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Earaches, we're praying tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we are praying, Lord God, that you will remove any form of sickness, Lord God, any form of addictions, Lord God, any form of strongholds tonight, any struggles that your people are dealing with, Lord God, any reoccurring sin, Lord God, we blood block it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come against it tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, any generational curses tonight, we pull it down in the name of Jesus. We blood block it in the name of Jesus, God. We come against it, Lord God. We declare that our bloodlines the transfusion has taken place in our bloodlines in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and your blood is flowing through our bloodlines tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we are praying right now, Lord God. Oh, God, that you will come against any form of debt, Lord God. Oh, God, that you will come against any debt, Lord God, any type of poverty, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, whether it's natural, Lord God, spiritual, emotional, Lord God. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we come against depression tonight, Lord God. ADHD, Lord God. ADD, Lord God. We come against it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we ask that you will regulate the mind tonight, Lord God. A new mind, Lord God. Oh, God, we bind up oppression, suppression. We come against it tonight in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we bind up the strong man tonight. Oh, you got to loose God's people in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we loose, Lord God, your healing and your deliverance, Lord God, that your captives will be set free, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray right now against bad relationships, Lord God, any type of relationships, Lord God, where people are being held captives, Lord God. Oh, God, give them a way of escape tonight, Lord God. Any spirit, Lord God, that has attached itself that is not like you, Lord God, free your people tonight, Lord God. A sudden, immediate release in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we are praying right now, Lord God, that you would disconnect them immediately, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we are praying right now, Lord God. Oh, God, we are praying, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that are struggling in their mind, Lord God. Oh, God, give them a refreshing and a renewing of the mind right now, Lord God. Oh, God, we're praying right now, God, against bipolarism, Lord God. We come against schizophrenia, Lord God. We come against all of those mind diseases, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We apply the blood and we apply the word of God tonight against it, Lord God. Oh, God, we are praying right now, Lord God, that your word, we apply the word that will break it up like a hammer tonight, Lord God. Anything that your people may be struggling with, Lord God. Oh, God, we are praying right now, Lord God, that you will come against it right now, that it will not hinder or delay your people in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we are praying right now, Lord God, that you will do a new, fresh thing inside of them, Lord God. Oh, God, we are praying that we will continue to hear your voice, Lord God, to know how to minister to your people, Lord God, to know how to God. Oh, God, we are praying for the fivefold, Lord God. Lord God, that we will, Lord God, that you will speak to us clearly, Lord God, that we will follow your instruction and your correction and your guidance, Lord God. Oh, God, we are praying, Lord God, for confirmation to be released through your words, your voice tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, as you continue to lead and guide your people, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we are praying for wisdom tonight to be released, Lord God. Your word says, if any lack wisdom, Lord God. Oh, God, your word says this, all we got to do is ask. You will generously give it, Lord God. So we come asking tonight, Lord God, that you will release wisdom tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we ask you right now, Lord God, that you will increase our communication, Lord God. Increase our communication with you right now, Lord God. Oh, God, open our minds up, Lord God, and give us visions tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, not just your prophets, Lord God, but use your people mightily in this hour, Lord God, like your word says in Acts, Lord God. Pour out your spirit on your people, Lord God, your sons and daughters, Lord God. They will prophesy, Lord God. Your young will see visions and your elders will see dreams, Lord God. Give them visions, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, vivid images, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Clear images, Lord God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in their visions, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. Oh, God, as you release the angels, God, to communicate with us from the heavenly realm, Lord God. Oh, God, we ask that you will allow them to speak to us clearly with your instruction, Lord God, as they deliver messages from the throne, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We are standing, Lord God. We know that your word is not a lie, Lord God. We are standing knowing that your word, Lord God, will prevail and will come forth, Lord God. Oh, God, we know if you did it back then, you can do it now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we are asking that you will speak clearly through your logos, Lord God, clearly through your written word tonight, Lord God. Allow your word to prophesy to us, Lord God. Allow your word, Lord God, to bring confirmation to us in the mighty name of Jesus, God, to bring comfort in any stressful situation, any difficult situation, any issues of life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. For those that are confused, God, allow your word to bring clarity, Lord God. Oh, God, give us a hunger for your word. Oh, God, give us a thirst for your word. Oh, God, give us a hunger and a thirst for the bread of life in the name of Jesus to get in your logos, Lord God. Oh, God, we ask that you will do it right now in the name of Jesus, God. We bind up procrastination. We bind up that lying demon in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come against making excuses to pick up our word and read it in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we are praying right now that you would deliver us, Lord God. We know that you are able to deliver us, to set us free, Lord God, to release us, Lord God, from any form of restraints, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for the liberty tonight, Lord God. We thank you for setting your captives free tonight, Lord God, in the the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for you enabling us, Lord God. Oh, God, to equip us, Lord God, to supply us with your Holy Ghost power, Lord God. Oh, God, like you did Lydia, Lord God. We thank you for supplying us tonight, Lord God, with more power. Lord God, to stand on the enemy's neck, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, Lord God. Oh, God, we know that you are able to furnish us, Lord God, with knowledge, Lord God, and skill. And we stand tonight in agreement with you tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, we know that you will sustain us. You are able to keep us, Lord God. Oh, God, in our right frame of mind, Lord God, you will keep us from falling in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you tonight, Lord God, from keeping us from sinking into any depression, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you tonight, Lord God, from sinking into any form of fear tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, from sinking into any form of death. We thank you that you are the keeper, Lord God. Oh, God, that you are able to keep us alive, Lord God. So we thank you for sustaining us in this hour, Lord God, and in this season, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for securing us, Lord God, keeping us free from the danger of any form of the enemy, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for keeping us safe, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, that you are able and we know that you are willing to keep us safe, Lord God. Your love, Lord God, will never fail us, Lord God. And we know that you will keep us safe, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you tonight, Lord God, for empowering us tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, empowering your body, Lord God, with a refreshing of your spirit, Lord God. We thank you for the fresh fire, Lord God. We thank you for the humility, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the confidence, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for the patience, Lord God. We thank you right now for the long-suffering, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for the love, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for the meekness, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for your gentleness, Lord God. We thank you right now, for your faithfulness, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for your self-control right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, as we came before your throne tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for releasing your fresh wind tonight, Lord God. Releasing your fresh wind, Lord God. Your fresh wind tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for releasing your strength, Lord God, on those that are weak, Lord God. For releasing your strength tonight, Lord God. Releasing your faith tonight for those that may be heavy, Lord God. Taking every weight off of them tonight, Lord God. Filling those that were once in fear, they are filled with faith, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, that we feel, Lord God, more confident in you, Lord God. We are confident in you in the name of Jesus. We are secure in you tonight, Lord God, in knowing that we hear your voice in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and a stranger we will not follow in the name of Jesus, God. We seal these prayers in the blood. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Our generations will not follow strangers. Hallelujah, glory to God. They will know stranger danger. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, no matter how old they are. Hallelujah, glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We tell you thank you tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, for your fresh wind. Hallelujah, God. For your fresh fire. Hallelujah, glory to God. For your faith, Lord God. We tell you thank you, Lord God. We tell you thank you, Lord God, for more of your love, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We tell you thank you for your peace, Lord God. We tell you thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, glory to God. We tell you thank you tonight, Lord God, for your joy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We tell you thank you tonight, Lord God. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, God, we tell you thank you for being good on the inside and the outside. Hallelujah, for filling us with goodness tonight, Lord God. We tell you thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We tell you thank you for circumcising our hearing. No longer clogged up hearing. Hallelujah. No longer wax filled up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we can hear your still voice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We know that you are powerful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We know your voice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we tell you thank you tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. From circumcising our hearing, cutting that foreskin off. Glory to God. That's blocked us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We tell you thank you tonight, Lord God, that we are able to follow you now, Lord God. Willingly obey. Hallelujah. And we will eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. Our generations will eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There is nothing that we stand in need of. Hallelujah. Because we can hear you now, and you will lead and guide us into truth, Lord God. So we tell you thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on off mute and begin to exalt him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify you, God.
Thank you.
We magnify your name.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes,
thank you.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. We were once deaf, but no longer deaf. Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. We were once just wandering around, but hallelujah, we are being led and guided by our Father. Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Our provider makes provisions for us and our generations. Hallelujah, they shall not and will not be lost. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we tell you thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God.
They shall not be lost. Hey, hey. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. We thank you. We thank you for your word, oh God. And we stand flat. Believing, receiving, oh God, confessing what we believe in our heart, and with the mouth confession is made for their salvation, oh God. For you are not willing that any should perish, but that we all would come to repentance, oh God, that we may be meet for the master's use, oh God. For you are the divine physician, oh God, the healer for the sin sick souls, oh God. We call it done, for we walk by faith and not by sight, trusting, believing, receiving the word of God. For you have blessed our ears to have ears to hear what thus saith the Lord unto us, O God. And for these blessings we come with our offerings of thanksgiving unto thee, O God, in the precious, holy, marvelous, majestic name that has been given unto us, that matchless name, Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, King of kings and Lord of lords, Prince of peace, hallelujah. We thank you for your word on tonight, Father, through Christ Jesus. Bless your woman servant abundant and exceeding above all that she could ask or even think, oh God. Continue to be her keeper. Hallelujah. Meet every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Holy name. We thank you. We call it done, Lord God, as we stand flat-footed in the armor that you have given unto us. Hallelujah, that we will be able to identify the wicked and the evil, to cast it down with the word of God. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword, trusting and believing to receive the blessing of the Lord that maketh us rich and adds no sorrows. Ah, I thank you for the victory. Lord God, remember your woman servant, Apostle Roberts, as well, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. A divine branch on a divine branch on the vine, oh God.
Yes,
I thank you that you are transfiguration, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, as you took the water and turned it into wine. Hallelujah, Jesus, the transfiguration, the Holy Ghost. In the precious name of Jesus, continue to transform, oh God, your will into her will, oh God, that she will be able to stand every fiery dot, oh God.
Yes, God.
And see them fall at her side, oh God.
Yes, God.
Not only your woman servant, but all your children as well, oh God. As
yes,
we continue
Jesus.
To follow your word and your anointing that destroy the yokes. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, oh God, in the precious name. Hallelujah, Jesus. For we know that there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be. Yielding and humbling ourselves that we might hear the instructions of your will, of your desire. Father, through Christ Jesus and the Holy Ghost, we call it done by faith, that our faith will continue to increase.
Yes.
And Father God, I thank you for the blessing of understanding your wisdom, that I stand crucified in Christ Jesus. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but the
yes,
life
God.
I now live, I live by
yes,
faith,
Jesus.
The faith of Christ. No fiery God, no weapon that is formed against him can prosper. We are in you, and you are in us. And we can stand and withstand every fiery dot. Jesus, we walk in the victory. We are soldiers marching on. Hallelujah,
yes,
in the glory
Hallelujah.
Of God. For this wise we were created, that you would be glorified in the earth, that the people that are still on the outside would know that you are real, that you are real, 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 that they may run and say, what must I do to be saved? We carry the word of salvation. We carry the word of healing. We carry the word of love, power,
yes,
and a sound
God.
Mind,
Holy
all because God. Of you who created us in your image and in your likeness. We thank you for your love that you placed in our heart to be shed abroad by the Holy Ghost, the Holy Word of God, your anointed love, O God, supersedes all sin, all sin. And the word of God lets us to know that the law of the spirit of life has set us free from the law of sin and death. We're no longer sinners, but children of God. And the earth moans and groans, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Bless us, O God, that we will continue to stand, and proclaim the righteousness of God is by faith, believing the finished work has already been done. It is finished. And all we have to do is just go through proclaiming the finished work, oh God. Even those that are plagued with sickness and disease must just believe to receive
yes,
the
God.
Blessing of deliverance. Believing when you hear. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Just believe. You don't have to be a rich man. You can be a poor man. The rich man asked the Lord to let Lazarus come and put a little taste of water on his tongue. That lets us to know all you have to do is be a believer at the time. Before your last breath, just believe. Receive the blessing of the Lord. It will make you rich and add no sorrow. The love of God, the love of God,
thank you,
who came to rescue us He put on the likeness of sinful flesh to condemn sin. And it is condemned.
Yes.
But you got to believe it. You got to believe it. And walk in the righteousness of the new creation that you are. By faith, receive it. We give honor to God just believing. We please him with the faith that he's placed in us. Whether it's a gift, whether it's a measure, or whether it's the faith of Christ. Just believe. It's for the hearer. It's for the hearer. In Jesus' name. We are healed, delivered, and set free by faith in Christ Jesus, the finished work. He went into the temple as the days of old priests did, but he came out. He was a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Father, we thank you for your light to continue to so shine that you may be glorified in the earth, O God, as you are in heaven. Through our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, we proclaim your gospel of life.
Yes, God.
Life. And it abundant. Eternal life. What can surpass eternity? What could be above God? Nothing.
Nothing.
Abundant life in Christ. Jesus.
Glory to God.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Yay. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Ika baba bashi. Haya nene sata. Hey, Jesus is Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your healing, miracle, work, and power. Continue to keep the fire under your woman servant of God. Jesus' name. We call it done. Amen. Haya baba bashi.
Yes, Jesus. Glory to God. Fire of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Take your Holy Ghost. Meet for the master's use. Hey,
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Ikama tia no no saka. Hey, aha, Uriyalabati. Thank you for the victory, Father God. Jesus is Lord. Rariyasa. Jesus, Jesus, Lord of Lords. The great I am that I am, Jesus, the Christ. Hiya, my mama, Sata. Hey, Shemini, Sata.
Glory to God. Hiya, little Goshi.
Thank you, Jesus. The joy that was set before him, he endured the cross and despised the shame, and is seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for our souls today. For what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world? And then lose his only soul.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we love God. Only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish. We believe in you, Lord, we believe you. We hold fast his word. We believe you, we believe you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Yes, that you all join us back tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. or 5 for morning glory. Hallelujah. As Apostle Eartha Wright Morgan commands the morning. Hallelujah. And worship and prayer. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Agape love, everyone.
Agape love.